your online community for positive change. Heaven's Wave Network.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
That's us. I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia, and good whatever. Whether it be morning, afternoon, or evening, wherever you are on this planet, I hope you're having fun.
Are you having fun right now?
Fun is the access way to enlightenment. That's the name of today's show.
Fun as the access way to enlightenment. Now, Shy made it is the access way.
I was going
to
say it is.
It is the access way to enlightenment. You know, we've been having fun this morning. It is noon here where we are broadcasting from because we're in the Eastern time zone of the United States. And today is a very special day for the two of us.
It certainly is.
Not only is our show called Being Here.
Our book called Being Here is, we're doing a promotion on Amazon today. Amazon.com, you've heard of that, I'm sure.
It's a one-day promotion where people order the book today. They get our audio version of the book, the audio version of our first two books.
That would be Working on Yourself Doesn't Work.
A book about instantaneous transformation.
And How to Create a Magical Relationship.
Four podcasts. You get them all as bonus gifts if you order our book today on Amazon.com. So if you want to know how to do that, you can just go right to our website after the show on transformationmadeeasy.com. Click the link. You can go right there and take care of it today. So we're having fun because we are watching
our numbers go down.
Sales number go down. If you're selling at number one, then you're the top sale. So it's down and up at the same time. It's one of those paradoxical things.
That
now,
is true.
It is entirely possible that we could be watching the same numbers. Of course, we're not doing it right now because we're here with you, but not having fun. It could be possible to have the same set of circumstances that you currently have right now and have fun or not have
fun.
I'll
give you an example. A friend of mine called last night, and he said he was upset because he had just changed jobs. He had a job that was 15 minutes from his home, 15-minute commute, and he took on a new job that was a 45-minute commute, and he thought it was going to be so much of a better job. And I didn't even realize that the name of today's show was Fun as the Access Way to Enlightenment, but I thought about him during the night. And I called him up very early in the morning because he lives out in California. So I called him at 5 o'clock in the morning, his time. And I said, you know,
which is fine because he's getting ready to go to work because he has to be there for 45 minutes.
So he has his extra commute. So I said to him, you know, you could either have fun today, show up as the great man that you are, and do what you have to do at this new job, or you can go there as a victim of your life. You can go there as a complaint, and that isn't very ingratiating to people who have just hired you. So he said he would not go as a victim, but go and have some fun today. See, fun is when you embrace the moment of your life. If you are resisting how your life is showing up, it's not fun.
So that's the key. If you are not having fun right now, there is something that you are resisting. So let's look at the three principles of transformation. We do it every week. It's such a wonderful reminder. It's kind of like you don't get in the shower in the morning and say, oh my goodness, I had one of these yesterday. What am I doing here? We are doing the three principles of transformation energetic shower to bring you into being here.
And so, first principle of transformation is anything that you resist, disagree with, don't like, would rather be different than it is, will persist, grow stronger, and dominate your life.
And coincidentally, it'll become a buffer between you and your experience of having fun in your life right now, and also being enlightened. Fun as the access way, and it is the access way to enlightenment.
I want to make a little bit of a diversion here and talk about listening before we go any further.
Let's do it.
Because, see, if you resist what's being said, you won't hear what's being said. If you agree with what's being said, you'll be comparing what you know to what's being said, and you won't hear what's being said.
Yep, that's right.
Oh, or if you think you know what's being said, you've heard it before.
I know that.
Then you won't hear it.
Oh, you know what? That's just like...
That will keep you from hearing, too. Anything that you compare what's being said to takes you out of the moment. Listening will pull you into the moment. You get into the moment, your life will transform.
Speaking of listening, if you haven't heard it yet, you will as we go along.
We finish each other's sentences.
It's our style of communication, so it's part of our being here. So get ready. If you resist it,
it'll only bother you more.
Okay.
Second principle of transformation. You can only be exactly as you are in this moment of now. You can only have the body sensations, feelings, physical posture, thoughts, emotions, life circumstances that you do right now.
And you can only be listening to this show in the exact moment that you're listening to it. In fact, we are going to keep talking today about our Being Here book promotion on Amazon.com, and those of you who are listening to it later in the week may be saying, oh, I missed it. Well, you could have only listened to this show in the exact moment that you are listening to.
Right. So if you're not listening to this show on November 7th of 2007, the book deal is off for you. I'm sorry.
That's all right. They can still get our downloadable.
And you can still buy the book.
You just won't get free.
Right. You won't get the free downloads. Okay. Third principle. Anything that you allow to be exactly as it is, that means exactly as it is, will complete itself in the moment that you see it. That means that years of working on yourself without dissolving certain behaviors that you've discovered you have can shift in an instant, because transformation only takes an instant. And
I really love that. Transformation is instantaneous. It is not something that happens over time. And paradoxically, as you discover how to be present and be in the moment, your experience of well-being does get deeper and broader over time.
Let's talk for a moment about well-being. Mm-hmm. I was at the dentist's office this morning.
Oh, neat.
And Sue was cleaning my teeth, and she was asking me about what we're up to these days, and I told her, and then our dentist came in, and she asked me how we're doing, and Sue told the dental hygienist, told her how quote, successful we're getting. And I said to her, you know, success doesn't make you happy. If you are upset, you can have a lot of money in the bank, and you won't be happy. You won't even know you have the money.
And you know what else? Success isn't necessarily fun. You can be successful in being having fun in your life, or you can
be successful in being miserable in your life.
Isn't it amazing that the experience of well-being, of having fun, is sometimes an alternate reality to the one that you may be experiencing at any given moment? Meaning, if you're in the middle of upset, being upset, disagreeing with things that
you can't do anything about because this is the way it is in this moment,
Then having fun is elusive. It was very interesting last night when this fellow called to speak to us to let us know how upset he was about having changed his job. He said, I just thought I'd call and share my misery with you. And it wasn't like he was trying to make us miserable, but he was miserable.
Because he was resisting what he, in fact, initiated, set in motion, took the job.
And he was second-guessing himself. He burnt the bridge to his last job. He's now in the new job. It was only the second day, so obviously there's the melding into the new job hadn't happened for him yet. And they had already asked him to do things that he considered stupid, such as for the first day he wasn't actually, quote, working. He was reading a manual of procedures, which in his estimation was stupid. So I really love having had this experience with this fellow, because if you are judging the activities that you have to do, you will not have fun. And also, if you're second-guessing things that you can do nothing about, you've already made that move, you've ordered that meal, it's arrived at your table, you've made the job switch, you have no opportunity to go back to the last job. If you second-guess yourself,
you will not have fun. You will make yourself miserable. You know, there was a study done where people could buy an expensive item and they couldn't return it, or they could buy the same expensive item and they could return it. And the people who could return the item did not enjoy it, even if they kept it.
The level of satisfaction to be found in the group of people who had the option to return it was far lower than those who bought it and made the choice and said, this is mine, this is mine. So today, let's see if you can choose your life.
The way it is right now, in this moment, choose, and this is mine. I am the author of my life right now. This, in this moment, this is all there is, and this is what I want.
You know what? Are you having fun yet?
We are having fun. We are.
And we are about to go to a break, and when we come back, we will be discussing more about fun as the access way to enlightenment. So come on back and don't miss
being here.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Improve your spiritual well-being and experience a new way of looking at spirituality and wellness. Tune into Spiritual Evolution with spiritual counselor, healer, and animal communicator, Kelly Marie. Each week, Kelly and her guests explore spiritual problem solving and connecting balance between the body and spirit. Spiritual Evolution with Kelly Marie, broadcast every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on the 7th Wave Network, your online community for positive change. Spiritual Evolution, expanding the boundaries and broadening the vision of spirituality through inspiration and education.
The last great frontier is the magnificent mystery of the mind. Abundant evidence demonstrates that we have far more talents than we realize, and that our minds are exceptional instruments we can learn to use more fully, just as we learn to play a piano or a clarinet. Tune in to the music of your mind, Living the Extraordinary, Thursday mornings at 9 a.m. Pacific Time on the 7th Wave Network, and learn more about how you can hear the wonderful music of your mind.
Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia. Not only do we finish each other's sentences, sometimes we simo-speak.
Aha! I want to take a moment.
Take a moment.
Thank our listeners. Every month, our listenership grows, and we are so proud of what we're up to here with all of you, and we really appreciate your calling in. And I'm really clear, not only calling in, and we have a caller online shortly, but also tuning in to listen.
And telling your friends about us, because our numbers are growing. They grew 34% last month.
And also, I know that a lot of you who are listening to this show are people who are already participating in our book promotion. David in Astoria, New York, this morning got online right after midnight, bought 5 books. We had Deborah in Boca Raton. Mac and Ellen up in Stanford bought 25 books this morning. We have Richard in Bentleyville, Ohio. Hilly in Frankfurt bought 5. You have Anand in London, Rachel in Chicago, Rosemary in Australia. It's just so wonderful that you all over the world are making an impact on your environment. And Shia and I really, really appreciate that we can be a part of your life.
And transformation is real in how you live your life. See, your life is if you live it in a way where you're present to what you're doing and choosing your life as it shows up rather than being in a constant battle with yourself, that transformation is transferable. People catch it. It's one of those, it's a transferable ease.
As opposed to a disease, a communicable disease, it's a communicable ease. And you know what? If you're not having fun right now, that's exactly where you personally
need to be in this moment in order to have your life transform. Because you see, you can't be any different than you are in the current moment. So if you see that, complaining about your life circumstances does not support you in having a brilliant life, because it can't be different than it is. So you're actually wasting your life in complaining to yourself or others.
As I mentioned a moment ago, we have a caller. Livia is on the line. You there, Livia?
Yes, it is.
Hi.
Hi,
Livia. How are you today?
I've never been better.
Oh, really?
That's nice.
Wow. Yeah.
That's really lovely.
Yeah, things have been going really great, and you know, I appreciate you guys so much and the gift that you share with everybody.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you very much.
So, I had a question.
Yes,
please.
We're here for you.
Okay. My question is that I feel like when I get to live in the moment and, you know, I get to choose and feel things, and I really have a great time at work and with my friends, and, you know, problems don't have so much of a weight to it. And, like, it's so much nicer to laugh and have fun at work.
Right.
But then every once in a while, things start wearing down, and you start getting stressed out and start worrying, and it's so much harder to keep that level of relaxation. And being funny is, like, the last thing that I think of, but it's so much more fun to laugh and just relax.
Well, the problem with what you're saying, Livia,
uh-huh.
is you're operating, in your conversation, you're operating out of change, where one state is better than the other state, and you're trying to hold on to feeling good as opposed to feeling bad. And that's all in the realm of change. In the realm of transformation, there is no good or bad. There's just the isness of things. There's just the way your life is showing up in that moment. And so your attempt to get it to stay wonderful guarantees it devolving.
Mm-hmm. In other past radio shows, I know we've introduced the concept that when you get really upset or get really angry, for instance, that that's just the tip of the iceberg, that 80% of an iceberg is underwater, and the big dramatic upsets are the tip, and the base, the foundation for it, are day-to-day complaints. Well, I want to use the iceberg analogy in a different way with you, because as you're talking, when you're describing fun, you're describing the tip of the iceberg, too. It's so much easier to laugh. It's so much easier to ha-ha over things and to feel lighter. Yes, the lighter part is really in there in the foundation, but I can see that there fun for me is not just the times where I'm busting up laughing with colleagues or friends or with Shia or with myself. There's this deep hum of pleasure that happens when I am integrated in my life and when I'm producing and operating in integrity. Like Shia got home from having his teeth cleaned today, and he came in, and we were in the midst of things, and we were making some toast, and he started unloading the dishwasher. And I helped him, but part of the time I just leaned back on the counter and watched, because I had so much pleasure seeing how directly he was operating into his environment. It was just really fun to see the life and the liveliness with which he was going about his life. That was so fun. But I wasn't...
Coffee helped.
We didn't have coffee when you got home.
No, but earlier.
It's true, but it wasn't a ha-ha type of fun. And if your ha-ha type of fun goes away, you haven't looked at where you've disengaged. Something rocks you back on your heels. You disengage, and eventually the heavy feeling sets in. But that's pretty far down the line.
See, once you get that heavy feeling, you've been thinking about things for a long time. So you're not really in your life. You're back thinking about your preferences and how you would prefer it if life were showing up differently than it is. If I were only happy now, then everything would be okay.
Yeah, it's too much thinking.
So I have a question. What do you do?
I'm a decorative artist.
And so have you paid any attention to when you're working for different clients, how your attitude can shift simply by...
being around them?
Yeah.
Whether you speak to them or not, just their being in your environment, or when you do speak to them, just the speaking to them, or if you think about them, just the thinking about them can affect the way you feel?
Yes. I mean, I've had really great clients, and they have just, like, trusted me, and it's that working with integrity that, you know, they trust their decisions and my decisions, and everything goes so great, and then there are times where you have to sell yourself, and it's an uphill battle.
Well, maybe those aren't the people you should be working for.
Yeah.
We have one of our very close friends, Josh, is our accountant and money manager. And one of the things that we've discussed with him over the years is how you can really tell a lot about a person while doing their tax return, just how they deliver it, the timeliness with which they deliver it, how their numbers are put together, where they spend, like, at a glance, you can just tell a lot about a person and by their tax returns. I'm absolutely certain if you walk into a person's home or place of business, that there's telltale signs about them everywhere you go. And one of the things that I've noticed is sometimes we work with clients who, as you said, you have them now categorized into great clients and uphill battle clients.
Yes.
And the great clients are the ones who trust themselves and trust you, and it's fun?
Yes.
Well, when people come to our courses, sometimes they're not feeling well in themselves. So I don't have the good clients are the ones who are already doing well, and the bad clients are the ones who are having a challenging time. The more you can be okay with yourself feeling a pull or agitation in somebody's environment, actually, the more you are personally, individually giving them permission to relax. It can come from you to them if you don't fight that right now they are feeling tight, and life in their head is an uphill battle.
You know, I like watching The Dog Whisperer.
Cesar Millan?
You ever see that show?
Yes.
He talks about being a calm presence and how it affects a dog. But, you know, human beings are communal animals. They are affected by how you are. So if you're a calm presence with your clients or your boyfriend or your friends, then you will have your environment be this place of well-being where you have fun in those things that you do.
Right. I know exactly what you mean because I feel like when I take time and explain, you know, how I do things and like address their concerns, they definitely like ease up, and I could change the whole tension around, the whole feeling of the.
Well, also, they may be hiring you because they feel they're not good at the skill set they're hiring you for.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are okay with that, they can suddenly discover that they're talented in ways they had no idea. I remember when we bought our house, I wasn't clear that I was clear about what I liked and what I didn't like. And by our agent skillfully asking us questions, it allowed me to be okay with my preferences. And I wanted to make sure that I was doing the, quote, right thing.
Okay. Yeah. I understand that. Yeah.
We're going to break now. Thanks for being with us.
We really appreciate it, Livia.
Thank you so much.
Taking you to the threshold of a dream and beyond. Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Discovering Our True Nature with host Brandon Cohen takes you on a journey into consciousness with guided meditations and a discussion which supports connection with your true self. Join Brandon every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific Time on the 7th Wave Network and discover your true nature.
Never before in the history of live radio have such illuminating revelations challenged everything we thought we knew about the hidden realms. This exceptional mystic, seer, and healer creates a truly amazing bridge across the chasm that has separated man for eons from the unseen worlds of mystery. Join host Al Mean for an extraordinary and enlightening hour by Walking Between the Worlds on Voice America's 7th Wave Network. Walking Between the Worlds airs live every Wednesday at 7 a.m. Pacific Time right here on the 7th Wave Network.
Listening on a higher dimension. 7th Wave Network.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Hi, I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia, and we're Being Here.
Welcome back. The theme is fun as the access way to enlightenment.
And if you haven't noticed, the middle word in enlightenment is light. You can't seriously get enlightened. In fact, one of the things I discovered about 20 years ago was that I had worked so hard to attain enlightenment, and it didn't happen. It happened out of our happening to be reading a book about an enlightened master who sat on a rock for 20 years, and then after having a bloody butt and developing all kinds of illnesses from that sharp, hard rock, he realized himself, became self-realized, was enlightened, and he realized that the rock had nothing to do with his enlightenment. So if you're seriously trying to get better and fix your life, you're barking up the wrong tree.
Fun.
We're in squirrel country.
Fun. Fun as the access way to enlightenment. Has it ever occurred to you that there are no happy victims?
Really?
There just aren't. You know, if you are not having fun, then there's a high likelihood, take a look at this. Answer yourself this question. Are you engaged in what's happening in your outer environment, or are you having an internal conversation about
your life and what's happening in the circumstances of your life?
It's a little bit as if we've each been born with an energetic miner's light on our head. You know those kind of helmets that have a light on top. It's a good thing it's energetic because, you know, childbirth is painful enough that you don't need this little extra appendage. But for this, we're talking about a miner's light. And the light can either be focused out on your world, or it can be flipped down and shining into your eyes where you are actually blinded by it. And that's what happens when you're talking to yourself about yourself and you're working on yourself. And working on yourself doesn't work.
That's the name of our first book.
So a fun game might be to notice all the ways that you
complain.
How do you do it? How do they show up? And then notice how much you complain.
See, now the third principle of transformation says anything you see and allow to be the way it is without judging it will complete itself. It'll transform. It'll dissolve the energy in it. So if you see your complaints and complain to yourself that you're complaining, you will perpetuate your complaints. But if you see your complaints and just notice them, they'll start to dissolve. Now, here's the thing. If you see that you're complaining and then you complain to yourself that you're complaining, you judge yourself for complaining, yeah, that's fine. You can't help but do it. Second principle, you know, that's the way it's showing up. But in that moment, you cannot judge yourself for judging yourself. Unless, of course, you're judging yourself for judging yourself. But then you can not judge yourself for judging yourself when you're judging yourself. And eventually, you'll reach a state of neutrality where you can actually see the functioning of your mind without your mind judging the functioning of your mind. And that's the beginnings of your self-realization, where you start to become the author of your life rather than be victimized by your life.
Now, we keep using this word noticing, and it's synonymous, the way we're using it, with awareness, a non-judgmental seeing of anything. And it's challenging. It's a skill set. you get better at it as you go along. And at first you're likely to judge yourself for judging yourself, as Shai was talking about just a moment ago. But the more you get interested, neutrally interested in how you function and operate, the easier life gets. And by the way, it gets very fun. And I know we were talking to Olivia in the last section about ha-ha kind of fun. And I'll tell you, it is kind of ha-ha funny how strangely our minds are wired together. It's like some mad scientist got in there and hooked lots of different strange wires together, and then we're normal. Our approach is not psychological, so we're not really interested in why you're wired the way you are.
We're not interested in trying to change or fix you or make you better.
We're not trying to rewire you.
No. We have come to this incredible realization that if you allow yourself to be the way you are without judging yourself, but just notice it like you're a scientist studying the way you function, like an anthropologist, then that is enough to have the mechanical ways you've been programmed. It's like getting a complementary system upgrade for your computer. You know, on our boat, we have a Garmin GPS that allows us to see in the fog where our boat is located, and it shows our location via satellites. Well, what's really interesting about it is when we first got it, it didn't work right. I mean, it would stop working in the middle. You know, you're out 20 miles off the shore, and it's foggy. You don't know where you are, and suddenly the thing would stop working, and I have to start it again and start it again.
We got to a place where we would have to stop, turn the boat off, turn the boat back on, open the console,
mess
with the wires.
I even got a small handheld GPS as a backup because I couldn't trust this big, beautiful GPS we bought. Anyway,
finally,
I called the manufacturer. I said, look, I'm having problems with my GPS. Can you tell me what to do? They said, well, what's the system that you're operating on? And I said, system? What does that mean? He says, well, turn your machine on, and it'll come up with a window, and in there it'll give you information. It'll tell you what system you're on.
What version?
Oh, okay. And I turned it on, and I was on version 2.0. And he says, well, now we're up to version 7.6. So they went through all these different versions, got all the bugs out. They sent me a little chip. I put it in the computer or in the GPS, and lo and behold, it has never not worked. I had this upgrade, and they didn't charge me for it. It was a complimentary upgrade. You can do that the same way if you allow yourself to be the way you are and don't judge yourself and just notice it. It will give you a complimentary upgrade.
So in other words,
to your system,
you are not basically faulty. And if you simply use awareness, seeing yourself, a non-judgmental seeing of yourself, it is enough to basically fix the bugs in your system. And we all have bugs in our system as part of what makes us not only interesting, but it also allows us to have compassion for each other. When we were speaking with Livia earlier, we were suggesting to her that if she goes in and she's working with a client and it's an uphill battle, to use her words, working with that individual, if what she does is have compassion for that tension and for that distrust and that feeling that you have to prove it to yourself, if she has compassion for it in herself, that she's meeting it in herself, then what happens is it spontaneously allows for the other person to relax into him or herself. You become a healing force in the life of the people around you and also in yourself, because you suddenly discover that that tension in you is not a symptom of being broken, that you can walk into an environment, and by simply being present, you can have an impact on it so that the people who are around you experience well-being.
You know, you said healing force.
Mm-hmm.
And come the end of this month.
That's right.
November 30th, December 1st and 2nd, we are doing a course in New York City called The Freedom to Breathe and the Art of Being a Healer. And this course is designed to allow you to discover the healer that resides within you and how to re-energize that if you already are a healer. Because a lot of healers burn themselves out giving to other people, and they don't discover how to re-energize their own battery, you know?
I'm really excited about that course. We have people flying in from all over the world, and people of all different types of occupations, from somebody who works as a gardener for the New York
Department of Parks.
We have lawyers, we have bank executives, we
computer people of all types,
homemakers, artists. We have people who are coming
who seem to be ordinary, normal people, but they're extraordinary human beings who are interested in making a difference in their life and the lives of the people around them by being free of their own mechanical predispositions that were programmed in when they didn't have a choice.
You know, one of the things I love about the Freedom to Breathe portion?
Tell me that.
Well, normally we get so busy driving forward, it never occurs to us how much could happen just hanging out for a day and breathing. And sometimes I watch people while they're doing this course, and it's almost as if they're growing a set of wings. Like on the front, like their chests open and the wings spread, and it's as if they can fly in their lives. And I just really love that. I love people breathing into the fullness of who they are, because we are all such magnificent beings, and we generally live in such a narrow, focused down version of ourselves.
Well, it's as though we live in this great mansion and we only live in one little room of it. We don't know what else is possible. We don't know that those strange looking objects are doors that we could walk through.
We're working out of our office today. We're broadcasting out of our office today. I mean, the technical part is elsewhere, but here we are. And out of the window, it's fall has finally arrived here in New Jersey, and we have flame-on red trees and bursts of gold and red and yellow and fuchsia, that's in here.
So, that's in my fly-tying area.
So, take a look at your environment. See if you can have some fun there. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Don't miss being here.
Your online community for positive change. Heaven's Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Discovering Our True Nature with host Brandon Cohen takes you on a journey into consciousness with guided meditations and a discussion which supports connection with your true self. Join Brandon every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific Time on the Seventh Wave Network and discover your true nature.
tune into InnerSpeak Soul Adventures Talk Radio Show every Tuesday evening at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 Eastern, and learn how to let go of your past and create the reality you desire and deserve, allowing your inner communication to take place more easily without the interference of our noisy mind chatter or your ego. InnerSpeak Soul Adventures with Gene Adrian, right here on the 7th Wave Network.
Be extraordinary. 7th Wave Network.
You're listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
To Being Here. Are we having fun yet?
We're having fun. Are you having fun?
I'm having fun. Are you having fun?
I'm having fun. Are they having fun?
That is the question. That's the you I was speaking to.
Hey, we just checked on the break on Amazon.com, and our book sales have moved more. I don't know if you guys are buying on the break, but it's currently selling at number 329. So out of the however many 10 million books that are out there on Amazon right now, we're the 329th bestseller. So it's moving along. We're having fun with that. Just want to encourage you to buy your copy or copies today. I was really impressed to see the people buying 10, 15, 25 copies. It makes an excellent holiday
Christmas
gift.
Or Hanukkah gift.
Or Kwanzaa, or whatever
Kwanzaa
it is that you celebrate.
Yes.
Or a gift to yourself. But you can't give yourself anything better than being here. So when you're done with this show, go right to our site, click on the link, and go buy yourself a copy on Amazon.com. There is such power in this group of people listening. If we all get together and harness it, we can make an impact on the world.
That's right.
And that is fun. By the way, if you get the book, what you're going to want to do, if you like skipping around because it's stories, you can skip into the Being Here section. We have this chapter called Marian Inspiration. Happens to be my personal favorite. And it talks about what happened in a Freedom to Breathe, Art of Being a Healer weekend with this lovely, lovely woman, Mary, and her daughter, Christine. So it gives you an idea what that weekend workshop is like. And it, by the way, if you're not on our email list, you should be, because we send out really, really great things to people, including podcasts of the week. If you do this promotion, you're going to get four of them for free. So we're back. We're continuing. We're having fun as the access way to enlightenment. Now, we gave you a suggestion to notice how you complain and how much you complain. Have you started playing it yet? Got to warn you, if you play the game and you play the game with full intensity,
you're going to see complaints everywhere in your life.
You know, everywhere. In fact, you'll see a lot of it. And see if you can not complain.
About your complaints.
Being here is the key to having fun. If you're not having fun, you're resisting something. And sometimes those things that you're resisting showed up a while ago and you didn't catch it. So let me talk about that for a moment here, because I really think that that's going to make a difference for some of you. It's the cold season. It's the flu season. Let's say you're somewhere, office, subway, restaurant, somebody sneezes on you and they bark out that rhinovirus. And now you have caught that virus. Well, you wouldn't then sneeze right back at them in the next instant. It would take 24, 48 hours, a while to incubate, and before the symptoms would be known. And one of the things that happens when people stop having fun, they have not looked to see what happened 24, 48 hours before when they got rocked slightly. They didn't catch it. And if you catch what disturbed you, oftentimes in an instant you can be returned to yourself.
That can be enough to bring you back on track in your life.
So, just wanted to throw that out as something to take a look at if you're not experiencing well-being in this moment. There's a likelihood that you went off balance some time ago. And since I was using a boating analogy earlier, we may as well continue. If you are in a boat and you're moving to a destination and the current starts moving or waves come along or another boat rushes by and it throws a wake, the force of that energy can nudge your boat off course. And at first you're not necessarily going to see it.
Very far off course. You're just a little off course.
But the farther you drive along or ride along, motor along in a straight line, the farther and farther you get off course. So that's why we tell you to take a look. Now, one other thing about it. One of the things that we've discovered whilst being in our boat is that our environment has a lot bigger impact if we're not up to speed.
So if we are really moving, then a little wave from another boat's wake is just a little pop-pop, and you're right through it. But if you're going slowly, then that same little wave can throw your boat 10, 15, 20 degrees off course.
And you're rocking, and you're reeling, and you're bumped off your feet. So if you find...
And if you're standing still, like we did to our a friend of ours who's a guide up in Cape Cod, we brought our boat around his boat, and we threw a wake, and the wake had converged on his boat
in
from
a
both
circle.
Sides.
Well, it was really an unfortunate event. We apologized profusely and took him out afterwards.
Sorry, Bill, I'm still apologizing.
You know, you throw a wake if you're not paying attention. But if you find yourself not having had fun at any point this week, there's the possibility that if you really pull yourself up to speed, you'll pull yourself right out of it. So engage. Actually
engage. In what's
in
front of you. Get engaged in what you're doing rather than your thoughts about what you would be preferring to do.
So, for instance, somebody says they're going to give you a call. And you're a dating person, and they're going to give you a call, and they stand you up, and you find it distracting, and you find yourself being slightly disturbed by it, and what does it mean? And if you get yourself engaged
in what you're up to, then that falls into the background. You know, when you're disengaged, it's like the radio being on loud in your house. And if you're listening to it, that's all there is. But when you get engaged in what you're doing, then that same radio with the same volume becomes background noise. And you don't even hear it as the thing that's running your life.
You know, the other night, Shy and I got into bed, and as we turned off the light near our bed, we realized we'd left a light on in the kitchen. And Shy got up to turn it off, and it was really, really fun. Because when he got ready to come back to bed, he came running across the room, launched himself onto the bed like you did, you know, like you might have done when you were five and you like to like go land and jump up and down. And when he landed on the bed, he had the biggest grin looking at me like, I'm back. And it was so sweet. And I thought, oh my gosh, I am such a lucky woman and I am so thrilled to be with him, and I hope that I can continue to keep up with his aliveness. And it was a neat moment turned fun because he wasn't complaining that one of us left the light on and he had to be the one to get up and get it. And gosh, you know, like it would have been such a horrible thing. But how many times have we done that? Now, if you find yourself in the midst of a complaint, the moment you notice it, you can drop it. You are fully empowered. So that's what we'd like to leave you with. That and go away. Go right now online. Buy Being Here on Amazon.com. You won't regret it.
And neither will we.
Come on back next week and don't miss
being here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.